Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Welcome to VFN Radio on VFN TV. Big shout out all the way around the world. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
For those that don't know, you know, what is VFN Radio on VFN TV? This is it, the uniqueness of what God's called us to do is to be a now word. I mean, this is no pre-recorded something that you may have been recorded 2 weeks ago when we sent back to the production chambers in some other state. This is fresh. I mean, the hair that you're looking at right now on John's head, you know, that's real hair.
This is real hair.
Any growth happened just this morning.
That's it.
And
that's
the reason I want to say that is because you're not the only now words that you've been hearing lately are now words from prognosticators, people who are in the secular realm of broadcasting. And what God's called us to do is to be a now word, to be able to tell you. So if you want to know what the difference is between a lot of things, what differentiates us is the fact is we know for a fact this is a network God is building. We're not doing it. Secondly, he said, I have something that I want to say to my folks. I want to say something to my people, and I want to use you to do it. Third thing is that he is downloading continual revelation about what's really going on behind the scenes, because it's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news that you know. Mm-hmm. And so I want to encourage you, become a regular viewer and listener to VFN Radio and VFN TV, Christian Television Network audience. We come on 5 days a week on Christian Television Network. We're on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have so many different ways that you can get us, view us, and listen to us, because if you want to find out what is a perspective of today, what happened in the last 24 hours, this is a place to find it. And if you want to wait and let it be old news, you can actually go back and listen a week later, and you can listen to it like you listen to everything else,
right?
Yeah, after it's happened already. But listen, God is our ever-present help in time of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Faith is now. And he says that tell them I am. And so we just really believe this is like an I am broadcast. And that's the difference. And so if you want to tell your friends and share with your friends what it's about, that's what we're about. We want to be able to let you know now, because we believe God speaks. We believe he speaks clearly. We believe he has something to say about everything that's going on. We believe that his voice speaks to the heart of his people, and his sheep follow his voice and follow none other. And we believe that's the way you're supposed to live your life as a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And you have nothing to fear when you're hearing the one who's over all things. And so we just lay ourselves down every day before the Lord and just say, God, here we are. We abide with the Lord. And the Lord just begins to give us insight, because there's so much information.
Mm.
There's so much information out there. And just gathering data. I mean, they have programs on television called about hoarders, but you really have data hoarders, that they're just hoarding tons of data. And it's only going to take you down.
Yeah.
If you don't know what to do with it, it's going to take you down. It's not about knowing everything. It's about knowing what to do with what you know.
Right.
And it's about digging through all of that and finding out, God, what are you saying to us at this moment? And so I want to encourage you, become a regular viewer, a regular listener to VFN Radio on VFN TV, on Christian Television Network, 5 days a week, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on VFN Radio around the world. Like us on Facebook. Begin to subscribe to The Torch. I mean, do everything you can to be able to connect to us and understanding with us together, walking under him, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that we can march as a spiritual army. When you think about William Booth, this is what the song that they sang. You know, onward Christian soldier marching as to war with the cross of Jesus going on before. I'm not talking about a physical army, but we can move in unison to our Lord. We can move in unison to our commander, to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And if you wanted to know in a nutshell what we're about, that's what we're about. And while we're doing it, you'll find out, hey, we just enjoy it.
Yeah.
We enjoy it. We're just kind of like, all this these programs that said they put cameras and follow people around. This is just us being who we are. We just want to let you know that Christians are normal, and we're created all in the image and the likeness of God. God speaks to us all, and he wants to speak to you as well. And it shouldn't be a peculiar thing to know that you can hear the voice of God. And so we want to introduce you. And that's why we talk about abiding all the time, because we want you to hear the voice of the Lord. So when you turn on a Christian Television Network and you're watching VFN Radio on VFN TV, or you're listening, you know, it's just one big amen. That's right. Amen. You know, that's what that actually means. Mm-hmm. So in a nutshell, that's what we're about. Keeping the conversation light. The Lord told us and all of us, and he commanded us to be the light of the world. We don't have a choice. He says, shout it from the rooftops. Let them know it's going to cost you everything. Be the light of the world. So when we say keeping the conversation light, we're not talking about L-I-T-E. Mm-mm. We're talking about, you know, the light of God. You know, what does the light of God's word, what is the light of God's presence, the light of Jesus' voice, what's he saying about this? And think about it. Every day, then, you can actually have a light conversation mm-hmm. about what's happening in your day. Then you can share it with others. As a matter of fact, you can even go to the VFN Torch. You can go to the VFN app, which we have Windows, Android, iPhone. We have all of that. Mm-hmm. And it's so neat. It's neat because each of these segments that we do and topical things that we're talking about are broken up into segments we call highlights that, you know, one of these things really may be what your friend needs. Mm-hmm. It may be what your friend needs or your coworker needs or your boss needs. And you can actually pull it up, that one segment, and you can push one button. You can tweet it to them. You can email it to them. You can put it on their Facebook or your Facebook. There's so many different ways to be able to do that. Listen, we are here. We're going to do this thing together. If they did the first two Great Awakenings on horseback, we ain't got no excuses. Mm. If we'll get up under the commander of the church, the supreme organizer, Jesus Christ, he will move and he'll turn this nation around. So I thank you for those that are partnering with us financially on a monthly basis, that you're prayerfully and financially giving every single month because you've gone to VFNTV.com, you clicked on partner, and you said, I want to give this amount of money every single month. I want to thank you to our sponsors and underwriters who are businesses that are putting your reputation out there and saying, yes, I want to stand financially and with my business for God and country in that order and for Israel, knowing that these three pillars, standing for these three pillars, then God will take care of us. He'll protect us. He'll bless our economy, and he'll lead us into a great place of prosperity, stability, and peace.
Awesome.
I just want to share with you a little bit about what we're about. You can find out more about that at VFNTV.com.
That's good.
And two, please make this available to all those that are asking around the United States. You know, what are we about? That's what we're about. Share it with your friends and make this available on a highlight as well so they can send it around. What we want everybody to know, we have moments, by the way, moments, but they're important moments. We have great, we're not on a horseback. Lord, if I had to ride a horse right now, I don't know what I would do. I remember, it'd be tough. Ooh. I remember Pat and I riding horses in the mountains, and I couldn't wait to get off the horse. You know, it's
ouch.
Real, I couldn't imagine. Stock in preparation age. That would be rough.
I don't know anything about that.
Yeah. Did you want to share about that?
No.
All right. I wasn't talking about. I never thought about that. I was just talking about
horses are rough, man. Horses are rough.
We'll just move on.
Yeah,
We like having fun, but we did just learn something. Well, you know, today is the 150th year. 150 years ago today. Abraham Lincoln, President Abraham Lincoln, which is which president? What number of president is that? He is the
16, I believe.
Passes the 16th wow. president of the United States. Yeah, and he's the penny president. He gave the Gettysburg Address 150 years ago today. So we're going to actually hear the Gettysburg Address from the movie Lincoln. And we're going to hear, you know, we want to, because actually, this is how I feel. And this is what God's doing to me. I mean, he's doing a lot of stuff, but one is injustice. I'm watching the news. I'm watching, don't do this too often. I don't recommend it, but God just has me to walk in and see things at certain times. And I watched, you know, one man do something and get life in jail. And the very next frame I saw was law enforcement officers doing the very same thing mm-hmm. and not even getting a pay cut or getting taken off the payroll and still have their job. Mm-hmm. And then the next frame, a couple, you know, weeks later, I'm seeing a man that pulled the trigger. The gun didn't go off. at an officer, and he gets life in prison. So if you wow. sandwich that in between these, and by the way, the two suspects that got life were African American. That no matter how you look at that, it just looks unjust. I mean, I'm not saying that the two guys on both ends of this thing didn't go to jail. I'm just thinking about what happened in between. I mean, if justice is justice, mm-hmm. you know, and acknowledgement is acknowledgement, my heart just crunched like, okay, he pulled the trigger and it didn't go off, but somebody else pulled the trigger 15 times at an innocent man who was still in recovery, who has just disappeared off the face of media and recognition. It has, what, been like 120 days yet? It hadn't been 100 days, whatever.
It hadn't been long.
July of anyway, so, and I'm just thinking, I don't know, you know, I'm just thinking, dear Lord, don't help me not to get in the wrong thing, but I just feel like this is right. I think God is bringing America to have a conversation, because I can't help but see that, it just seems like Nebuchadnezzar, you know what I'm saying? It's like God's a servant here. He's bringing America to its place that it was supposed to be all along. And I just happened, just as it always, I caught the one part that I'm sure John wanted me to see, a Wilberforce. Wilberforce movie where they just discovered, listen, let's just don't bring the issue up. Let's talk about flags. And kind of watched it from that point on. I said, man, that's always been happening. And people are talking about how things are being accomplished right now in Congress and Senate and using all these rules and stuff. It's been happening ever since man was here. I mean, things happen, and sometimes, you know, good things happen that way, and sometimes bad things happen that way. But I would say if I was a slave in Great Britain during the time of Wilberforce, at that point they abolished all slavery in all of England at that one moment. Well, within 2 years of that, 70% disappeared at that one decision, and within 2 years the rest of it disappeared. And you'll see, and we'll be talking about it in the future, about American history, which is not converged, then that's when this evil spirit principality over America began to crank up oppression on African Americans because they began to panic. Slave owners began to panic and thinking, if Great Britain has done that, then this is going to happen. Freedom's going to come next. So instead of joining in with what's right, a righteous movement of a few, it wasn't everybody in Great Britain. They actually clamped down, not the majority of America, but the ones who were oppressing the African American. But silence is the same thing as oppression. And there's nothing more depressing and oppressing than you in a crowd of folks, and you're seeing you're being treated unjustly. And with those that call themselves your friends and call themselves the friends of God, say nothing. And then when the crowd leaves, then they come up to you and they go, I cannot believe what was just said. And we just can't be silent like that. We got to stand up for Israel. We're going to be talking about Israel today and what's taking place. We're also going to be talking about the chief advisor, Valerie Jarrett. There's a paper in Israel right now talking about she's been negotiating for America behind Secretary John Kerry's back. They're finding out, and it's not verified. The Wall Street Journal, we have answered prayer with Wall Street Journal now. This is reporting that Google and Microsoft are teaming up to be able to stop internet child pornography, which is a huge answer. It's a huge answer to prayer.
That's awesome.
And so many things we're going to talk about today. If we get a chance to get to them all, but also the movie Noah, hopefully we'll get a chance to be able to have that trailer as well. Join us after the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Do students have the right to opt out of a school activity if it interferes with their moral conscience? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
My son goes to a public high school, and his school requires its students to take a parenting class. And we have some objections to the class. The biggest one, I guess, is that as parents, we feel it's our job to teach our kids to be parents and don't feel like the school has that responsibility. And I wanted to know if we can just completely just get him out of the class.
Well, you should certainly be able able to opt him out of the class. And let me say this, again, when it comes to a curriculum that you object to on religious grounds, here the parenting class, if they're teaching things which you disagree with, you should go to the teacher, discuss the concern, and ask for an alternative assignment. They cannot compel your child to participate in a class that the parents find objectionable based on religious grounds.
Do you have questions about your religious liberties? Get straight answers from ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
If you haven't yet gone to the front of VFNTV.com, and there's a big link right there in the middle that says visit our sponsors, I want you to go there and just, you see them, you go there, click on visit our sponsors, and you'll see them, and they just continue coming in. We just thank God for our sponsors and our partners. And our partners are those who partner with us prayerfully and financially every single month, giving a financial gift. And our sponsors and underwriters are those businesses and ministries who stand up and say, listen, we too want to stand up for God and country in that order and for Israel. And you can see them all. And it's there for a reason. It's there so you can know, you know what? If I need a particular product or a particular service, and I want to stand with those who are standing up for country, God and country, and Israel, I'm going to go to VFNTV.com, and I'm going to see, is there a sponsor there right now? And if you provide a business or a service, and you're not up, you need to do it. You need to say, hey, I want to be one of the ones that people come to. I want them to know, when you buy our service, when you buy our product, you are saying, I stand with VFNTV and the daily radio program, because I truly want to be able to keep the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, which is a command from God for us. And the hope for America is the light of God's word, the light of truth. And we're standing together. So you can go to VFNTV.com, click on visit our sponsors, and you can see firsthand, not only that, but maps on how to get to them and so much other. Thank you to our sponsors. Thank you to our partners. And God bless.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. I think I just got accused of something. I'm not really sure. Joining me is Pat and
is that
John.
Flashback? Sorry.
I just want to encourage you. This, we're in this for the long haul, or until they take us down. We are here all the way until the Lord says no, and we are excited about it. There are so many things going to happen and unfold. Understand that God is preparing Himself a people across the world and across the nation. We believe there's going to be a third great awakening. There are men and women who may have bowed the knee, who may have done these things that everybody else has done. I mean, read our testimony. God's brought us out of all this. But when God redeems you, even if you bowed your knee, He'll forgive you. And so He said that He reserved for Himself prophets that have not bowed their knee. Well, what we have, He's reserved for Himself His Son, Jesus Christ, that if we make Jesus Christ the Lord of our life, though we've sinned, though we've faltered, though we've made these mistakes and error, and the enemy seduced us or lured us or whatever, you know, whatever it is, that when you repent, God forgives you, and it's as if you never bowed your knee. So it's not about a self-righteous, hey, I've never done anything wrong. Well, you just did that wrong, because that's not true, and that's pride and can't be used. It's false humility. But understand that if, in fact, that you want, say, God, I want to be a part of what you're doing. I don't want to be on the sidelines. I want to be a player, as we talked about yesterday. I want to encourage you. Today is your day. Today is the day that you can say, you know what? I want to make Jesus Christ the Lord of my life. The Lord of my life, and I want to be forgiven. God, forgive me for everything, all my compromise, where I've bowed my knee down, where I've sinned against you and sinned against others. Restore me, cleanse me, be the Lord of my life. I'm going to begin to learn how to be your disciple and abide with you on a daily basis. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Awesome. Go to meetmyfather.org, meetmyfather.org, and find out more about how we made that very same decision. We met our God, our Father God, through His Son, Jesus Christ, and you just did too. And share your story with us. Let us know that what happened. And also go to iabide.org and learn how to abide with Jesus. You abide in Him, He abides in you, and you're going to be very successful as He measures success in your life. So many things are taking place right now. The one thing I want to talk about is the 150th anniversary. It's the 150th anniversary of the Gettysburg Address. And why this is so important is that It's the Gettysburg Address. It was the Civil War that was going on. The Civil War came after the Second Great Awakening. Mm. Understand, a Great Awakening is what brings about, it just hacks out the hard ground and causes things to begin to happen in the natural that begin in the spiritual first. And so this followed a Second Great Awakening. So imagine what will follow a Third Great Awakening.
Wow.
Because justice is really happening in a beautiful way, simultaneously wrong things are happening. And, you know, let God tell you how that's all going to work out. But that's, if you read biblically, that's what happens simultaneously. Here Jesus was born, but yet all these babies were, abortion was cranked up at the time that a baby was born. Mm. But actually there was good things happening. It's just bad was trying to find the good and destroy it and tried to kill as many children as it could. And despite all the pain and the bloodshed and everything else that Herod was doing, Jesus lived. And because he lived, we can live. And because he died, we can live in the family. And so today is 150th year of the Gettysburg Address. And I want first just listen to, this is an actor, you know, speaking from the movie Lincoln. And it was, this is right? It's like a different one here. But in the context of it, we want to be able to hear the Gettysburg Address and then talk about it. This is the context of this. America has been at war. 750,000 Americans approximately are dead. Blood is all over the soil of this nation. But understand this. It's there because of oppression. It's there because of part of America. Individuals in America made their money. When we talked about, you didn't build that. We talked about that when you heard the president say,
you didn't build that.
We understand that came from, I believe, it has nothing to do with what's going on. He's talking about what President Lincoln's talking about here. And President Lincoln was talking about, this is unjust. Mm-hmm. This isn't just. This is what he was saying.
You didn't build that.
And he did this. He had the Gettysburg Address to begin to say, you know, what is this? And he's talking about all the bloodshed that consecrated, all that blood consecrated us to be who we're truly supposed to be. As a matter of fact, listen up right now. To the Gettysburg Address.
The President of the United States!
Resistance to the war was growing. Mr. Lincoln needed to reinvigorate the people, to explain to them, and perhaps himself, why this endless plague of war must continue.
67 years ago, our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now, we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation or any nation so conceived and so dedicated, can long endure. We are met on a great battlefield of that war. We have come to dedicate a portion of that field as a final resting place for those who here gave their lives that that nation might live. It is altogether fitting and proper that we should do this. But in a larger sense, we cannot dedicate, we cannot consecrate, we cannot hallow this ground. The brave men, living and dead, who struggled here have consecrated it far above our poor power to add or detract. The world will little note nor long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here. It is for us, the living, rather, to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they who fought here have thus far so nobly advanced. It is rather for us to be here dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from these honored dead we take increased devotion to that cause for which they here gave the last full measure of devotion. That we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain. That this nation, under God, shall have a new birth of freedom. And that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth.
Totally awesome. I'm totally awesome. That was we finally came to the point. I mean, we can say what we want to. You can say what you want to, but it wasn't until President Abraham Lincoln, who went through this life of brokenness and pain, and I can't even go through all the, and maybe we talked about it somewhere on the VFN Torch, and you can relate it to this, but when he got there, I mean, he lost his son, he just lost his wife, he lost her mind, and it's almost like the nation lost its mind, and everything was fighting against this president to just not give in. And his biggest support was coming from the South. And they're threatening him because the economy and the money that was there. We're going to continue this conversation in the extra hour, or the next hour, or the next program. You got to catch us. We're going to continue this talk and on the other side.
Don't forget to visit our sponsors. Go to VFNTV.com and look at our sponsors and our underwriters. We have all the information there for you. Phone numbers, web addresses, their physical address. Visit today. Listen, if you need a mobile mechanic and you're in the Gulf Coast, my goodness, AB Mobile Mechanics, they are Johnny on the spot. On-site repair. They're fair, they're friendly, and they're fast. Give them a call. Also, if you're in Mobile, check out Steve Barnhill's Peyton Body Shop. No job is too big and no job is too small. They can fix it all. They have a huge facility there. And if you need work on your vehicle, you want to contact them. They'll do it right.
And if I'm hungry in New Jersey, where would I go for some Cuban food?
Yolanda's Cocina Cubana. Yes. Cuban food, delicioso. VFNTV.com. Become a sponsor today. Check them out.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I think about Gideon. You know, God gave Gideon a torch and a sword. That's it. And 300 men to be able to deliver an entire nation. But what was it? It was based on a revelation, a word from God, a now word, a conversation from God that Gideon believed and carried it out. Do you know what we have? We have what's called the VFN Torch. You get to it by going to VFNTV.com. And what we feel, we try to share the conversation we're having with our listeners. We really try to seek the heart of God, and we share it. But on the VFN Torch, we have segments of those conversations, those programs, and the programs themselves. First hour, the extra hour, plus different programs and videos and more content that you can't see video on the radio, but you can see it at the VFN Torch. You got to go there. You have get right to prophetic words, wisdom moments, good medicine, which is, you know, a merry heart. It's like good medicine, all the little humor moments that are there, original intent of the nation, original intent of the church, and so much more is available. You got to see it. You can actually subscribe to it right on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on VFN Torch.
We found another way how you can stay connected with VFN Radio. It's the Torch newsletter. Every week, the Torch goes out into your email, whether it's on your phone, tablet, or home PC. The Torch newsletter is going to give you the best of the best of VFN Radio for that week. It's also going to give you all the latest highlights. Of course, you can sign up by going to VFNTV.com and selecting newsletter sign up, or you can text VFNTV at 22828 and type in your email address. Sign up for the Torch newsletter now.
Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light. host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat and John, and we are talking about so much, but I want to continue this conversation. And welcome to VFN Radio and VFN TV, Christian Television Network audience. On today's 150th anniversary of the Gettysburg Address. And the 16th president of the United States, Abraham Lincoln, was the president during a time of major transition of America getting to the place of living up to what God laid on our founding father's heart, which they began to pin down, and that they were strongholded by a stronghold to be able to not fully go into the reality of all men are created equal. Mm-hmm. All men are created equal. And it's a government by and for all the people. You know, we've all been created by our creator, and we all have equal rights, equal civil rights under. And so in the middle of the civil, this is a civil war, and it's kind of hard to understand that, especially for today's generation, but even in previous generations that didn't walk through that. But there was a huge oppression on the globe of the earth, where the African people were oppressed. Many people were oppressed. Many different. It's always been somebody oppressing somebody. I'm not saying that, but we're talking about the American story here. That America was so known for its slave trade that England would in France. In these different countries that were into the trading African Americans for slavery, they would fly the American flag on their ships to assure that nobody could board them. And it was Wilberforce that through the parliament that got them to take the American flag off their boats.
Wow.
And by doing that, 70% of the trade stopped. And within 2 years, it totally stopped in Great Britain. But, you know, you think when one bad guy stops doing what they're doing, that they made a decision to do it. But the truth is, a righteous man stood. And because he stood, it was hard for evil men not to look as evil as they were. And they had to give in to their own systems of control because they found out that a righteous man understood their mechanism.
It was evil.
It was evil. But they understood Parliament. They understood how... I'm just going to say what they said. It's a Latin word that they used. And he said, and they couldn't do anything because that's the system they created to try to control, you know, authority and the way they wanted it to go. Well, here they are. And you think, okay, well, hey, you know, Great Britain's come to their senses over here. They're not going to have any. It was totally abolished. Slavery was abolished in Great Britain. And so in America, although slavery wasn't all over America, the southern states of America, that the plantation owners and the people that owned slaves and sold slaves, they cranked it up a notch. They became panicky. They didn't call it a righteous movement, but a righteous movement was caused them to be fearful. So they began to actually clamp down and promulgate oppression at a greater level. We're talking about today's 150th anniversary of the Gettysburg Address. And when you read the Gettysburg Address, these 121 words, whatever it is, that it just brings us to the reality. Now we are a government by the people and for the people. Now, you know, it's equal. We're equal, you know, the type of thing. And the bloodshed of over 750,000 Americans, which means this, America. It means this, that many people of all colors, some were on the side to free America from the oppression of slavery, and some were on the side to oppress people, oppress African Americans and continue slavery. And if anybody was an African American that was on that side, they were forced to be on that side. That was not something that they would, you know, it's just, right. You know, when it's we can't even wrap our hands around. I'm waiting for 12 years a Slave to come out where I can actually watch it on Clearplay. But I think it tells a real good story. I was listening to the author, the screenwriter that wrote it, and he's trying to be just true to the story. and to understand the severity of this. Because ClearPlay, by the way, just so you know, you can actually pull out languages and things that offend God and your spirit in the context of that. But I wouldn't pull out the consequences of slavery. I would actually say we need to see it. We need to look at square in the face. That's like right. Schindler's List. We need to look at that square in the face right. for what it was. Don't cover up our history. Let's learn from it so we don't repeat it. Mm-hmm. And in the context of that, that here he is. He went through the Civil War where the whole country's divided. People are like, I don't know if we're going to make it. It's like, dude, this is we're like living in soda. We're living in Baskin Robbins today compared to that. I mean, mm-hmm. this is nothing. And besides, it's almost like 150 years later. It took 150 years to get to this place where we can finally have an African-American president and be okay with it. This, mm-hmm. The people in America that had these issues and these strongholds, I mean, it's just amazing. But when you go back and look, and this is what the screenwriter of 12 Years a Slave was talking about, and I haven't seen the movie, but they did talk about how gruesome it was, which I think was kind of offensive to me because, like, yeah. Does it bother you that my great-great-grandfather was beat with a whip? We can't see that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, to me, I was like, I love these historians that are coming out now.
Yeah.
And he says, this is what he's saying. I'm sorry. I wish I could get, they'll have a related article who this guy is that wrote this 12 Years a Slave. And I haven't seen the movie yet, but I will see it under ClearPlay. Is that, he said, there is no such thing as a white America or black America, something to that effect. He says, we're watching this movie as Americans. This is our history, and we need to watch it. And that's what's going to happen. We got to bring all of our history together because we're one people. And the sad thing about it, part of our people, oppressed part of our people, and treated part of our people horrifically, and we got to deal with that. You know, what does that mean?
Yeah.
Because that means your brother and your sister, your fellow citizen who actually had constitutional rights, who an oppressive faction inside of America held back, and Abraham Lincoln said, we're going to hit this thing. We're going to deal with this thing. And it's a spirit. Racism is a spirit. It just anybody lifting themselves over anybody. It doesn't matter what it is. It happens in classrooms with the same race. Even in the context of when people of different shades of a race will begin to say, well, I'm light skin, I'm dark skin, I'm red bone, I'm this. And I'm like, that's the enemy, man. We're brothers.
Right.
We're brothers. You know, we should not divide ourselves by the ethnicity or our skin color, the epidermis, the little thin layer that kind of gives
melanin.
Us. Melanin. Say that.
Melanin?
Melanin, yeah. But understand that this is a beautiful day to celebrate because it's like 150 years later, we're closer now than we've ever been before of beginning to just have this conversation. But also it helps you understand if that's our history and we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness, it can help you also understand why people, all of our brothers and sisters of all different races, if that spirit stayed in their family and they never did let it go, they never did have God to renounce it in their life or break it, it still permeates their DNA, and they say things and do things that are oppressive or responsive or something of that nature. And it's for the church to rise up and say, you know what? You know, God loves us all. We're all created in His image and His likeness, and give us a biblical worldview of who we are as a nation. And I think, and I'm really thinking more and more about Rick Joyner, Morningstar Ministries, when in his book he was writing about that he believed the Third Great Awakening would come through the African-American because of their journey. And what you have prominently, it seems like you always have the counterfeit before you have the real deal. Make sure you don't just shut the door to anything just because somebody came through it the wrong way. Keep the door there. Don't close it up. Because understand that the enemy somehow, some way, and it could be God just to find out who actually wants him and who's actually, doing, I don't know, but it seems like the counterfeit always shows up before the real deal. And but the African-American, I mean, how appropriate is that?
Mm-hmm.
Would be a part and be leading into the Third Great Awakening. They'll be the ones that rise up. Like, you know, you think about in 1907 or whatever with William Seymour, I meant, that's Azusa Street.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. One African-American man who lived a life in the midst of all this we're talking about and still cried out for God and God moved. And today, there's so many godly men and women of all races and godly men and women like Stan,
yeah,
the bus driver at Rutgers. Yeah, at Rutgers. And he just wanted to be on his bus. You know what I'm saying? They fired him because he prayed for somebody. And
he said he won't compromise.
He said, no,
nope. I won't do it.
He won't do it. Mm. And so when you hear the president say,
you didn't build that.
Go deeper than your politics. Go deeper than speak. Think of it as a prophecy, and God is speaking through, I don't know. Didn't he give Nebuchadnezzar a dream talking about that we're still studying today, waiting for it to be unfolded, that Daniel interpreted?
Mm-hmm. You didn't build that.
Didn't he also give Pharaoh a dream that Joseph had to come in and give an interpretation of it?
He sure did.
You didn't build that.
Could it be possible? Mm. Could it be possible that God's confronting America to understanding that?
You didn't build that.
That much of our wealth and much of our stability and the fact that we survived as a nation in our beginning years is because the African-American brothers and sisters who were oppressed and were slave labor kept our economy afloat, kept us afloat during that time. And somehow we need to have this conversation, say, God, what do you want us to do? What do you want to do with it? Because we want to be able to honor our brothers and our sisters. And the Lord, we want to do what's right before you. And God loves honor, by the way. If you don't know this or not,
yes, he does.
It's kind of difficult to see that in today's culture. But God loves honor. And go deeper than your politics and your political party, than your labor unions and all that. Go all the way back, study our whole history and realize that this country was built. It was built. And this was their greatest fear. This is what they felt like when they started seeing the slavery abolished in Great Britain, that American economy would crumble. And understand, it was the wealth that was gained in the South that gave the congressmen in the South and the senators in the South a stronghold on the entire United States. And they had more power in Congress. They had it all sewed up. Even when Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was there, I think it was totally sewed up in the context. And it was a Democratic Party, by the way, at that point, that was doing that. And in the context of it, that he had to work through all that. President Lincoln had to work through all of that and to say, either way, this is just right. This is just the right thing to do. And what we need today, we need leaders that are going to do just what's right, like the Stan, the bus driver at the college there. So many people are still like, I want to be an Abraham Lincoln. I want to be a George Washington. I want to be a Ronald Reagan. I want to be, and it's like, do you really think these men and women, that God uses men and women, and he says, I want to be able to have a carbon copy of somebody 200 years ago, 100 years ago, 50 years ago, to be able to do what they did? Or is he saying, listen, there has to be men and women to know who they are and what their value system is and what God has called, what God says, and not to be compromising what God says? And understand, God loves folks. God's into government. God, all authority is established by God. Understand that if we follow God, Then he will begin to reestablish and reformulate us and change our DNA. A third great awakening could take place. This is the 150th anniversary of the Gettysburg Address, where finally 750,000 people, their blood was shed for us to finally begin to walk out where everybody in America is treated constitutionally the same.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Well, I'll let you know about our special offer this week. It's so important. I think you're probably seeing it right now on the screen that you can go to VFNTV.com, click on special offer. You see it right there, and it takes you right to the special offer, which is no one calls for justice, learning the importance of crying out for God's justice. And one of the things that really bothers us as flawed vessels, flawed people, is we're concerned about the gavel coming down on us.
Yeah.
And we should be if we have not yet got our relationship right with Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. But you've got to hear this, because until someone cries for justice, and justice is getting things back in God's order again. By the way, all you have to do is go there, make an offer, whatever's on your heart, just make an offer. And it's yours. You can download it instantly, and it'll be available to you. You know, what a question. I mean, think about this. You could begin to cry for justice, and justice is putting things back in their rightful order again. And how many things are out of order today? I mean, how many things are really out of order? That's all it is. What do we need? We need God's justice. But you know what? We got to start with getting ourselves back in order before we start pointing our finger at a world that's out of order.
That's right.
And you got to hear this, because if we wait too late, and a lot of people will, we're bait. Mm. You know, it's what he says. You'll be like bait if you wait too late. And some people are just waiting and say, okay, I have no choice. I'm losing my company now. I'm losing my house now. I'm losing my country now. I'm going to say something. It's like, it's too late, brother.
It's done.
You know, you're fixing to be fodder. You're fixing to be bait, you know. And it's stand up now for what's right. Even if you do lose these things, understanding then God will reorder our nation, because he's good and he's just. And so get that. It's available to you right now. Go to VFNTV.com this week and click on this week's special offer, and you will see it there. No one calls for justice. No one cries for justice. And you're going to get excited, because you can find out, wait a minute, I can be a part of God's justice movement. I can begin to cry out for justice. And somebody says, well, what about you? You're going to say, but I allowed God's justice to be served on his son, because I accepted his son, Jesus Christ, as my Lord and Savior. You're right, but Jesus took that on for me, and he can take that on for you too.
That's right.
Isn't that awesome?
That's powerful.
Go get it today at VFNTV.com on the front page.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN Radio. Wow. We're talking about smacking demons. Welcome to the other side here of VFN Radio. We are just finished talking about 150 year anniversary of the Gettysburg Address, and how, I mean, obviously there's so much to be said about it, but it's like, my goodness, you think about that. And that was 100 years later when Dr. King gave the speech in the Washington Mall, I Have a Dream speech.
Mm-hmm.
So 100 years after the Gettysburg Address, the Emancipation Proclamation, that executive order, mind you, because Congress was set against it, and it was a righteous executive order, that it took 100 years later for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. to be standing on the Mall.
Wow.
To talk about what President Abraham Lincoln was speaking about, and what he was willing to, he understood that, hey, this is so bad, this is so evil, that there's obviously going to be bloodshed here. Mm. People say that he was wishy-washy. I was watching on C-SPAN 3 with authors that have did all these biographies on Lincoln and these different perspectives. But one thing that was consistent was, and people look at him like he was some, you know, soft, you know, easily swayed person type thing. Is that he was far from that.
He was very wise.
You know, he knew his value system. He knew what, and he was willing to do whatever it took to bring to pass what he thought was right. I mean, you couldn't do that without having that kind of still understanding of what your values are. And today, a lot of folks don't even know what the word value means, much less have the value. I mean, we talk about value-based vision management, and that statement means so much, because people without vision perish, but people without values, you know, get on wrong visions that bring about wrong, evil outcomes. And but he knew who he was, and they're talking about this one thing he knew. He knew his value system, and it was a value system that drove him to do what he did. But it took 100 years later, John, And because it does, everybody thinks, well, obviously, you know, they, you know, it's like somebody said, we got married today, everything's fine, we'll be married, everything will be perfect from this day on. Right. If anybody's been married knows, well, this is going to be a journey of you learning how to live together, going through processes in life. So a lot of people talk like the day the Emancipation Proclamation was signed and that the Civil War ended is like, okay, everything's great, and everybody gets a horse and a mule, 40 acres and a mule. Right. And it's like, that lasted for 10 years.
Yeah.
You know, after 150 years of slavery in America, not the United States, but in America, that we gave our brothers and sisters 10 years, 40 acres and a mule, and then the people, some people in government got paranoid that all of a sudden, because they knew how to do things better because they were the ones that were doing things. Everybody else is just kind of sitting around while they did it. And so kings would come, by the way. The Pope would actually come to a particular African-American who had his own 40 acres, and he grew his own cotton, and it was so good. It was such a fine cotton that that the Pope would come and buy from him.
Wow.
But you understand, it's not odd because that's who was actually doing
they
the work.
Doing
that's
anyway.
Who actually, those were the scientists. You know, those were the Washington carvers. Those are the one. You know, those are the ones that are... That and it's just the reality hit them in 10 years, and they're going like, wait a minute, we don't know nothing. Right. And it should have went longer than 10 years. It should have gone a long, long time, because it takes a while to find your family, learn how to be family again, learn how to function in society as a person, as a human being with rights and value, and to locate my family. People talk today, says, you know, why does this large African-American family, why do they make this big deal about coming together once a year? And sometimes some families have this big, huge production where they'll bring in, I mean, just like this whole big everything. The reason why, if you understand history, is to be able to have your family together and be able to trace your family because of what happened in the history of America. That's a beautiful thing to know who's related to who and who's related to who, and this person beget that person, beget this person. That was taken from the African-American person, citizen, in America in its early days. And in the United States of America, after it began in 1776 and Constitution of 1778, and it wasn't until the Gettysburg Address, well, it wasn't until the Civil War, President Lincoln said, you know, let's do this, you know, and let's have the conversation. And so what I was saying earlier, I just want to, in the context of that, is I know we're staying up, but hey, it's the 150-year anniversary that... If 750,000 Americans died to be able to change this evil, evil practice of slavery and holding our brothers and sisters in slavery and rape and tearing the families apart, and just, it was, we're the only nation, by the way, that slavery ever grew in. Normally slavery would start in a nation and then it would kind of wane off and the numbers would get smaller. We went from like something like 1 million to 4 million or something like that inside the context of the slaves that were in America. And obviously it was, they're considered, it was just not, it was just terrible. But 750,000 people gave their life to fight for one side or the other. And the ones that fought for the wrong side, yeah, they fought for the wrong side. Totally in agreement with that. And I know that it was spiritual, the fact that they do it. It was the devil had these guys think you could do that to somebody and eat a meal and get over it, as one person told. But there was another side of America who said, this ought not to be so. And they were not all people of color. As a matter of fact, 40,000 people of African-Americans died in the Civil War. That's reported approximately 40,000 based on reports that I've seen. It could be more or less. That's for a lot of reasons. It's not because I don't think the African-American didn't want to fight. I just think they weren't allowed to fight because the oppression was happening more in the South, and people probably were holding them back from fighting. Although they did rise up. They did raise up in several. But I mean, 750,000. Folks, that means this. It means this to understand your fellow Americans is that a lot of people fought for the right to be free from slavery and to get back to what the Gettysburg Address talked about and to get back to what the original tenet of this nation was about, which is all of us are created equal before by God. We have the same rights. Everybody has the same rights. We all have the same Bill of Civil Rights. And because of the constitutional way it was written, it allowed us to amend our Constitution and give everybody the rights and say, this is just how it is. And a lot of bloodshed took place. And by the way, and this is why it's so offensive, in case you don't know it, this is why it's so offensive for you to fly a flag that represents the South in the days that was oppressing the African American. That's a no-brainer. To fly a flag that represents the oppression of my family and history of being traded and raped and mm-hmm. building this economy and all that. It's not what you think it is. You got to think deeper than this. Of all the flags that need to be burned, it's that flag that needs to be burned. It never needs to be shown again unless it's in a museum so we don't forget what happened and that we'll never again repeat such a thing in our nation. We have to stand up. God is a just God. And we need to stand up. And I believe there's something happening in society today that we're going to have a conversation that's going to bring us into the next 100 years to the time of Dr. King, 150 years to today. And I think it's very significant. There's something significant going on. If we listen to God, God may bring us into this third great awakening. And in it, it could be rough. On the other side of it, look what came. We came to be the nation that we are today. Imagine what we can be tomorrow when God changes our DNA.
Don't forget to visit our sponsors and our underwriters. Go to VFNTV.com. We have all the information and ways for you to connect with them. Listen, if you're in Pensacola looking for a great place to eat, visit Just Fish and Grits. Wonderful fish to go. Visit our sponsors at VFNTV.com. Give them a shout.
Well, we're coming to the end of the first hour. We had such a wonderful time. Don't forget to catch us in the extra hour beginning in just a moment. For those that are leaving us, you can catch us at VFNTV.com or catch the second half, the extra hour, on your mobile device, your iPhone, your Android, and all those wonderful places at VFNTV.com. You're listening to VFN Radio. For those who are sticking with us, we'll see you on the other side. You know, there's over 25 million children living in fatherless homes in America. The father's absence and the degrading of the father's role is just all around us. You know why? Because the enemy wants to destroy our perception of what a father is. But I got news for you. The reason why the all-out right attack is on the natural father, because Father God loves you and has got a plan for your life, and he's trying to break down the give you a life of no grid to be able to find what a father is. Let me tell you something. Father God loves you and has a plan for your life. As a matter of fact, he made a roadmap. He made a way to him, a bridge to him. He loves you so much, and he wants you so much in his family. He wants to be your father that he gave his son, Jesus Christ. Listen, you can go to meetmyfather.org, meetmyfather.org, where you can meet Father God through his son, Jesus Christ. We share a couple of our stories to kind of give you a grid that we're all the same. But you know what? God loves you and has a plan for your life. Find him. Meet him. Go to meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him. The VFN Torch takes VFN Radio to the next level. Listen, you can't show pictures and you can't play videos when you're listening to the radio, but we have it available for you. Take it to the next level. Linking resources. As a matter of fact, when you hear about
one particular article or segment that's going on at VFN Radio. There might be four or five other segments that we did over that quarter or several months that you can tie together. Why? It's available for you. It's called the VFN Torch, just like the torch that Gideon carried, the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on VFN Torch.